This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
What's going on, boys?
What's up, Jason? How's the dog treating you?
What's that?
How's the dog?
He's awesome. Awesome. He doesn't eat things off the counter like the old one. He's housebroken. He's totally shaved now. He's humiliated because he shaved on the edge. His hair is all matted, and he looks ridiculous.
Wait, oh, you got a new dog?
We got a golden doodle in March. 30-second story. Some of the guys already know it. It's hysterical. So we had our dog sleep like a year ago, and my wife and daughter had a Girl Scout event on a Sunday morning at the animal shelter, and the kids have been on me about a dog, and for schedule reasons, the entire family went to the shelter. And as we're pulling out of the driveway, I said, all right, listen. We are not coming home with the dog, so don't ask. And we get to the shelter, and they have a golden doodle. Now, how often is a golden doodle at an animal shelter? So we got the dog.
So you got the dog.
I love the golden doodle, too, because then you can have it grow out its hair, and then, as you said, you shave it, and it's like you got a brand-new dog.
It's a totally different dog. His tail looks like a foot-long hot dog. Like, it's hysterical. This poor dog. He's so awesome, but he looks ridiculous right now.
I just love the fact that you brought up that he eats off the counter before the fact that he's housebroken. That's just the best right there.
Well, the old dog would like stick his head on the counter and see what was for dinner and just help himself. And that is too.
Yeah, I do that.
That doesn't get old real quick.
Exactly.
Jason Lloyd from The Athletic joining us here. Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, Chico, and Jonathan in for the guys. All right, Jay, real quick before we get into the Indians, we got plenty to get to with them. I just wanted a quick reaction on, I mean, you covered the Avs for so many years and spent countless hours covering them. Was there anything last night, if you watched it, the backstory, the decision, anything from that that, or maybe you saw the advanced screening, I don't know. Anything that surprised you from it?
You know what? I didn't watch it. We had company over last night. I knew it was on, and I was going to watch it afterwards. I was so tired. I haven't even seen it yet. I'll probably watch it.
You didn't miss much. Yeah, you didn't miss
much. Yeah, I don't think that there's anything in there that would surprise me at this point. It was funny. I wrote something over the weekend. It's like, you know, genuinely curious. I don't even care about the decision. And the overwhelming response was no. Like, we don't care. It was horrible and miserable at the time, but we got a championship out of it. And I guess that's my thing from all of it. Bron made the right decision, number one. Now, if you want to argue about the show, fine. But I think Cleveland would have been almost as hostile as they were, regardless of how he announced it. Did that make it worse? Yes, it made it worse. 100% it made it worse. But ultimately, people still would have been despondent, devastated, irate, whatever, that he left. But it was the right decision, and everybody won. Like, Bron got two titles out of Miami. Cleveland won a championship. Cleveland doesn't get that championship if he doesn't leave. That roster was a broken mess. He had to go. They had to start over. They did it the right way. They compiled all of these draft picks. They nailed it in the draft the first year with Tristan Jarry. They had some issues after that. But those were two huge building blocks to put this thing back together. Everybody won. So at the end of the day, you know, you never could have thought that 10 years ago, but it was the right decision.
Yeah, that's the way that I've looked at it, too. And I think, you know, it's not surprising. You have some folks around here that still say, you know, I don't care what happened in 2016. And I actually I was getting those calls Friday night, believe it or not, or Friday, believe it or not, about that. But, you know, what are you going to do? Some people are just set in their ways in that regard. All right, I wanted to get to the Indians here quickly, and you know, we had the press conference with Chris Antonetti, or Zoom call, Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff talking about the 60-man player pool, and I was discussing this before you came in with Jonathan that, I mean, look, this is always a tough, tough time where these guys are staying up late and losing sleep deciding who's going to break camp. When you couple that with COVID-19 and then throw in no minor league season, the development of the young guys, and how much do you put into that? I can't imagine what Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have been through just trying to get to the 60-man player pool, in this case 55 they have chosen.
Yeah, it's got to be brutal, especially, you know, Chris made the point of saying that no financial reasons will not drive anything this year. But next year, and I know we have to get through this year before next year, but boy, next the changes in this roster, the financial impact on this season could be absolutely devastating on a team like the Indians. And I don't even want to go to what 2021 could look like. You know, Carlos Santana, can they afford him? You know, they're probably not going to afford Lindor. How deep are the cuts actually going to go? Brad Hand, you know, everyone can laugh at me about the Brad Hand stuff, but, you know, a closer making $7 million is a luxury on a team that is going to have some of the financial restrictions that they might. So that I can't help it. That's automatically where my mind goes, is, okay, well, if and when we get back, we will, but when we get back to normalcy, what is this franchise going to look like? In the short term, yeah, I think, you know, obviously there are a lot of factors to weigh in, and, you know, I think they told all the guys, if you don't want to come, we completely understand. You know, I mentioned to Chris, Carlos Carrasco situation, and Chris didn't want to speak to it specifically, and I don't blame him. You know, I understand. You got to ask the question, and I figured that was going to be the answer. That we're not, you know, ask him about it. We're not going to talk. He didn't want to talk on Carlos's behalf, but someone who's had sort of the health issues that he's had. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, I'm not trying to play doctor here, but knowing, you know, what it does to the immune system, sure, if I'm Carlos or anyone in that position, I would have second thought about, is this worth it? Do I really want to do this? So it's a tough situation all the way around. I know there's a lot of people that aren't even convinced yet that they're going to be able to pull this off, that either baseball is not – no sports are either going to get started or they're going to get started and have to shut down again. Nobody knows. We don't know. I applaud the leagues for trying to do everything they can to put a product on the field under incredibly trying circumstances. And if they can't pull it off, they can't pull it off. But at least they're trying.
Does it feel like they're not going the full distance in trying, though? Down to the degree that – so the NBA's got this bubble, right? And the bubble is a great idea. Like, down to the fact that, you know, LeBron will be in a Pope Mobile wrapped in bubble wrap, right? But baseball's like, hey, if you have an Uber or Lyft, feel free to go ahead and take that ride home and be in the general population. Like, it just seems a little haphazardly put together.
Well, the difference is – to me, even basketball is bucking the bubble. A lot of basketball players are bucking the idea of the bubble. And that's just 8 games in the playoffs, and it's not the entire league. Baseball, they're trying to do an entire season plus a postseason. And I guess time-wise it works out maybe to be about the same number of days. But I just think basketball, because it's a shorter number of teams, a more limited amount of teams, there's 8 teams that aren't going right, there's, what, 80 guys. And it's only 8 regular season games, so teams are going to start falling off quicker. Whereas with baseball, it would be more guys. You understand what I'm saying? It'd be more mm-hmm. guys underneath the bubble than it would be in the NBA. And that's off the top of my head, because I wondered that too. Well, why isn't baseball trying to do a bubble? And I think that's probably part of the reason why. And plus, this idea of pulling out the bubble is huge. Like, it's even with the NBA, you know, they're going to have people servicing rooms or whatever that are not inside the bubble, but they've assured they're not going to have direct contact with the players and all that. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to pull this off or not. No one knows. No one has any idea. Adam Silver doesn't know. Rob Manfred doesn't know. Nobody knows if they're going to be able to pull this off or not. But again, at least they're putting forth the effort.
Jason Lloyd joining us on the hotline. All right, at least with the NBA, I mean, Jason, they have played the majority of their season. I think when they – you know, left, it was about 15, 17 games remaining. With baseball, normally 162 game season, that may be a bit long, but 60 is a whole different ball game, in my opinion. What do you make of this season, and would it feel legit if the Indians were to break the drought, end the drought, and win the whole thing?
There'll be an asterisk for sure, but those flags will still fly forever. So I think it counts. Absolutely, it counts. But it's going to be different, no question. It's going to feel different. Even people were looking cross-eyed at the Hito year. They won the lockout shortened season in the NBA, and that was 66 games, 66 out of 82. And people were like, "Yeah, well, it was strike shortened." So that's one of those things where I think history will tell us, and we have to get out of this moment, and we have to move on from it, and be able to look back on it 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, to really understand how much it meant. In the moment, if the Indians win it, hey, go crazy, Cleveland. Like, championship's a championship. But I don't think that we'll really understand until we're farther out and we can look back, and then we'll be able to really kind of get a feel for what all it means and what it really determines. Because these guys are in some trying circumstances. Like, this is going to be, it's gonna be difficult on them just from a logistics standpoint. You know, all these guys got different things going on in their lives and people to take care of and everything else. So the pressures, I think, this year on players is far different than the pressures of past years where it's just you have to perform. No, these guys have real life. They're real human beings, too, and I know people kind of lose sight of that. And they have things that bother them and stress them out and that impact them on a day-to-day basis just like anybody else. And, you know, we've heard it since this started, mental health is so important. You have to take care of mental health, blah, 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 on and on and on. Well, that applies to them too. So I guess that's just a long-winded way of saying I just think that this season will affect people so much differently, will impact even the players so much differently than any season before it. It still counts to me, but, yeah, it's going to have an asterisk next.
Yeah, well, the season's also kind of tank-proof, too. Have you gotten any insight from Antonetti or anyone at the Indians front office how they, such a sabermetrically approach, such a, you know, they ride the ethos, the up and down as far as a baseball season typically gives, where it's like, all right, it's 60 games, and as we all know, the Nationals went, 19-31 to start off last year, and anything really can happen in a 60-game set.
Yeah, and I think that probably favors, I think, teams like the Indians, I think. Although I think, you know, bullpens are going to play such a huge role in this year. Here's my thing. I told this to Meisel, and Meisel agreed with me that he's been saying it for years. If, say, for example, Bieber's got an off day bullpen, where it's his third off day, he's throwing the bullpen today, pitch him in the game. Make the bullpen the game. Let them pitch in the game. Give them an inning in the game. So if you're only going to get three or four innings out of your starter because these guys aren't stretched out yet, or four or five or whatever it is, come back with Bieber for an inning or two, depending on how many pitches it takes. That's the sort of thing to me that they're going to have to get creative this year. And no one is more creative than Terry Francona. So that's where I have full faith that, like, if there's something to figure out, he's going to figure it out. He's proven that time and again. He was at the front of the guys with the highest on-base percentage, bat them at the top of the order first. Everyone thought it was insane to Carlos Santana lead off, and now we see stuff like that all the time. Obviously, he was a magician with the bullpen, with using guys in the right leverage situations. So with 60 games, man, the regular stuff goes out the window. And I'm not saying you pitch Andrew Miller three innings in game nine, but that sort of creative thinking, I think, will play well to the Indians' advantage. The question is, do they have the bullpen arms to be able to play that game? And I don't know. When you know, Manuel Clase's out, Karinchak's unproven, Brad Hand obviously struggled at the second half of last year. But do they have enough arms if they need to get five, six innings out of the bullpen every day or close to it? Are they going to have the arms to do it?
Jake, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time, and we'll do it again soon, pal. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, that's Jason Lloyd from The Athletic joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A lot there to unpack. We're also going to get into Carlos Carrasco. How concerned are you for Cookie, just the player, but also the person in dealing with what he's dealing with? And, again, we get into the development of some of these young guys. How important is that going to be for this season? How important is this season to you, the fan? 216-578-0092. It's Chico and Jonathan on the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima right here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.